Hey everybody, this is Tim, tacticstime.com, and today I have a very special guest, JC McNeil. Welcome, JC.
How are you doing?
Great, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
So, thanks for joining me tonight. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how long you've been playing chess and how you got interested in chess?
I learned to play when I was a kid, and then when I got out of the Air Force, I went to the Denver Chess Club one night and been playing ever since.
Oh, okay. And what
that
would you say
like
you like? Go ahead.
It was like in 1982, first
oh, okay.
tournament chess in 1982.
Okay. Did you play while you were in the Air Force at all?
A little, not just offhand games.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say you like best about playing chess?
The competition and the excitement. Chess is exciting to me.
Right. I would say you have a very, very exciting chess style play. Could you kind of describe your style of play to somebody who's maybe never played you before?
No, tactical.
Yeah, definitely tactical. We had kind of a interesting game over the weekend with a lot of fun tactics in it, and
that was me responding to your tactics. In that game, right. I was playing defense, not my strong point.
Yeah, that's true. So you're also known for playing a lot of unorthodox opening. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Just because I'm too lazy to study, I'll just play moves to try to develop my pieces and castle and then start to play. That's why my openings are unorthodox. Because
right.
I don't know any book openings.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you used to play 1b4 a lot, and that was kind of your bread and butter. How'd you get into playing that?
Just because, I don't know, it just seemed like a good move. I like to play the B4 and then immediately play B5. And
right.
I played that for quite a while, and I don't play it as much anymore.
Right. And you're kind of a regular down on the 16th Street Mall as well. Could you describe area?
I'm feared there. You know, they're all afraid of me down there. I hope some of them players, they hear this and they go, oh yeah, we know that guy. You know, they strike the fear into them.
Right. So for someone who's never been there before, the 16th Street Mall is it's like an open mall in Denver that's about a mile long, and it's a lot of tourists and restaurants and shops, and they have some public chess tables set up, and it's a really fun area. I mean, it's a great time to go down there, and you live downtown, so that's really convenient.
Right in the heart of Denver. You know, it's right in the middle of downtown. It's great. A lot of tourists come by and stop by the tables and watch a game sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that's one of the things I miss about living in Denver is 16th Street Mall. It's a fun area. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the chess table that you made and that you're selling?
Anthea took a video of it when it was in progress.
Mm-hmm.
It's finished now, and there's pictures on her site and your site, and there's a lot of time and effort. There's a lot of time and effort into that table, so I want a high dollar price for it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if anybody makes me any reasonable offer, I'll take it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's unique. I've made several chess tables, and they're all unique, one of a kind. I don't repeat myself at all. Pretty much like chess, you know, you hardly ever, you don't ever play the same game twice.
So could you describe the table, kind of the materials, and maybe a little bit about how you actually made it?
It's steel. It's steel material, and it just consists of, like, I don't know the exact number, but at least 1,000 separate pieces that have been welded together.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a lot of pieces, all different sizes, essentially the three different sizes in a random pattern welded together. And then there's a marble board inset into the table and two marble side pieces. And it's,
oh, wow.
It's really an awesome table. The pictures don't do it justice. Pictures never do.
Sure. But
the color, the clear powder coat made a just an awesome color. So I was real pleased with that. The powder coating, I mean, just came out just great. The table legs are curved, and it was really difficult to make the legs, you know, to weld the small pieces in a curved shape. But I had a technique for that, and it worked out really well.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just really excited about this table, and like I said, it's unique. I want a high dollar for it, but you're getting something that's one of a kind, and it's usable. It's, you know, definitely not weird or anything. It's a definite piece of furniture that you can use to play chess on.
Right. And
how'd you
and
like that promotion?
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent. So how long would you say it took you to make this table?
I don't really keep track of time because I'm working on it off and on, you know, but for sure at least 80 hours.
Right.
Could be more like 100 hours or maybe only 70 hours, I don't know, but I'm thinking at least 80. That's physical labor, 80 hours of physical labor, you know.
Right.
And probably more time than that.
Right.
The uniqueness of it is the key thing. It's not just the table, it's a unique table. So.
Yeah, and Anthea told me this was the first time you had made the pieces as well as the table. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've made several tables, and I have one set of pieces also. The pieces had been made, last year sometime. Maybe it's been 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
But they're unique too. There's a lot of time and effort into the pieces, but I there's out of steel and it's carved, hand carved with a high speed grinder, and then sanded and cut and polished, and then powder coated.
Mm-hmm.
Two colors. There's a natural steel color, and the other side, the black pieces are temper color. Temper is a bluing, and then powder coated.
Okay. Well, it sounds great, and it's going to be on display at this art exhibit. Is that correct? That's coming up next month or in the beginning of November?
Well, I think, but Anthea's handling that. You know, or
okay.
She submitted the application and she's doing the paperwork and whatever she has to do. And the indications are good, but I'm not certain of that yet.
Okay, I got you.
Anthea hasn't let me know anything, but she seems like it's a, I hate to say it's a given, but who knows?
Right.
You know, I mean, I've heard feedback from it, from them, and they, that's what I mean. It's still up in the air, but I sure hope so. It'd be, you know, that's what I mean. It'd be a real gallery for once rather than a coffee shop or the shop.
Oh, okay, so you've had your pieces displayed in coffee shops before?
Yeah, just there's one table in a coffee shop here near where I live. You know, that's a different table.
Okay. So is it just the one table right now that you're selling, or is there more than one?
I have another one, but I have a smaller table that I made, also unique, and I really liked it, but it's just a coffee table size. You know,
okay.
Only 18, you know, coffee table, and it's smaller, has smaller squares. But it's really cool, but it's not, the powder coating isn't done yet.
Okay.
But that's, you know, the metal work is done. It's just a matter of getting it to the powder coater.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get two colors this time, you know, frame plate, the frame black, and then the clear coat over the board and the side pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit of a complication and a hold up. But it's it's really cool looking. You know, I can't make nothing that ain't cool looking.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and I'll post the pictures on my website here so people can get a better idea of what you're describing, and I wish you good luck selling that. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just I don't know if you Anthea has more recent pictures. You know, you may want to get a hold contact her. Get the latest pictures from her. I mean, if you're going to post pictures with this, that'd be better. That'd be great. And no, that's it for me, you know. I mean, thanks.
Okay. Well, thanks, JC. It was great talking with you.
Okay.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, thanks.
Right.
Okay, bye.